الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. There are countless virtues of sending peace and blessings upon the beloved of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. It is mentioned that once a beggar came to some disbelievers, and he was after some wealth, some provisions, and instead of giving him those provisions, giving him something, they started to mock him. And they said, go to that individual over there and ask him to give you something. That individual was Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala. They didn't actually rate him or consider him of any high rank at all. So they sent the beggar towards Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala. Once this beggar reached the court of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala and requested for something, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala blew on something. Read Durood Sharif and blew on something. Then placed it in the hand of this beggar and said, go back to those disbelievers. Go back to them and open your palm before them. So when this beggar reached the disbelievers and he opened his palm before them, lo and behold, there was a gold dinar in his hand. So his desire was met, and the disbelievers were also, they also realized the greatness of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala. So this is a blessing of Durood Sharif mentioned. So we should all try and recite Durood Sharif, peace and blessings in abundance in our lives, to also reap great rewards as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to do so. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Continuing our series, Fezane Mawla Mushkil Kusha radiallahu ta'ala an, covering the seerah, the life of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. Inshallah, today we will be covering the nikah ceremony of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala an and Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha. A very joyous moment in the life of the Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam. And there are many, many lessons to be learned from this waqia. Now, a bit of background prior to the marriage, what took place. The ulama mention that a lot of Sahaba-i Kiram alayhim ridwan, they began to seek the hand of Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu anha in marriage. So they sent proposals. Even the likes of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala and Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, these great Sahaba-i Kiram alayhim ridwan, even they asked for the hand of Sayyidina Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha in marriage. Yet the answer they got each time from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, I am awaiting Allah Azza wa Jalla's decision regarding this matter. And the Sahaba-i Kiram alayhi wa ridwan, they were not like people of today. They did not complain. They did not go against the word of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and continue to ask. They realized, our beloved, our master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has told us what he is thinking right now, what he feels right now. He is awaiting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's order. Who are we to say anything further? So they backed off and they didn't say anything after that. Eventually, Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala, one day, he was sitting with Sayyidina Umar Faruqi Azam radiallahu anhu and Sayyidina Sa'ad bin Mu'ad radiallahu ta'ala in Masjid al-Nabawi Sharif ala sahibi hassalat wa salam. When they started to talk about the potential marriage of Sayyidina Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha. And Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu, he said, just think for a moment. A lot of great Sahaba, a lot of respectable people have proposed for the hand of Sayyidina Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha, but they have been rejected. I have an inkling, I have a feeling that if Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, if he were to ask for her hand in marriage, if he were to go to the court of the Prophet ﷺ, he would not be rejected. This is my feeling. But I also feel that he will not ask because his financial condition is not strong. He doesn't have provisions, he doesn't have sufficient wealth to get married. So they came up with a plan. They said, let us go to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala. We will ask him regarding this. And if he does have an interest in this, then we will help him financially. We know he's a man of honor. We know he's a man who wouldn't speak out about his problems. But if he has an issue, a genuine issue, then we will help him. We will support him. And again, this was the jazba of the Sahaba Ikiram, alayhim radwan, the passion, that whenever their fellow companion, whenever another Sahabi was in difficulty, had any type of problem, they were ever willing to help him. Not like today, when somebody is down, people try to, you know, kick him even further. People don't want to know him. People remove him from their friend circle. What we learn from the seerah of the Sahaba Ikiram, alayhim radwan, that they were not like this. They were completely different. Now, when these Sahaba Ikram set off to meet Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, they saw him in the garden of an Ansari Sahabi. And he was actually working there. He was working there and he was taking water out via a camel. Water for his family. And when Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala and met him, he told him exactly what he had been speaking about earlier. Many, many people have proposed for the hand of Sayyidina Fatima al-Zahra radiallahu anha, but they have been rejected. Their proposal has not been accepted. We feel that if you ask in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he will not reject your proposal. You are such a man with such qualities, attributes, greatness, that you will not be rejected. And you're also a relative of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. At this moment, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu began to cry. He's shedding tears in front of the Sahaba ikiram, the likes of Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu. He's shedding tears, he's weeping. And he says, yes, I have an interest. I do want to actually propose, but one thing is holding me back. And that is ghurbat, poverty. I don't have sufficient wealth. How am I supposed to get married? How am I supposed to look after the family? So this thing is holding me back. And immediately Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu understood and he said, don't say this. Oh Ali, don't say this. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, when you propose in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when you ask for his blessed daughter's hand in marriage, it will be accepted. Remember one thing, Oh Ali radiallahu anhu. Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala is providing him with, you know, moral support and strengthening him in this time. He says to him, do you not realize that in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this world, everything that is in it, is not even like a speck of dust before the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He doesn't value this world. He doesn't value it at all. So why are you worrying about this financial situation? So alhamdulillah, again, comforting his fellow sahabi, giving him strength, helping him when he most needs it. So eventually, this worked wonders. And Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, he plucked up the courage. He said, okay, inshallah, I will go. I will go to the court of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and ask for his daughter's hand in marriage. When he reached the house, he knocked on the door. And Sayyidatuna Umm Salama, Ummul Mu'mineen Umm Salama radiallahu ta'ala anha, she asked, who is it? And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, who is in the house, he answered, giving knowledge of the unseen, he said, go open the door, for such a person is present here whom the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam loves. Meaning, I love him. And he also loves me. Subhanallah. Sayyidatuna Umm Salama radiallahu anha inquired, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, may my parents be sacrificed for you. Who is this individual? Who is it that loves you and you love him? And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam replied, this is my brother. We covered in the previous episode that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on one occasion said, anta akhi fi dunya wal akhirah. O Ali, you are my brother in this world and in the hereafter. So again, he is repeating his statement. He is my brother and I love him more than all of creation. Subhanallah, the intense love of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam for Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala. Sayyidina Umm Salama radiallahu ta'ala states, once I heard this, I rushed towards the door. Rushed to see who is this individual, this great individual. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is praising him. Subhanallah. She says, she opened the door and there was Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu standing there. And then he starts to mention the kayfiyah, the state of this marriage in the heavens, that Rahil, an angel named Rahil has actually performed this marriage in the heavens. The nikah of Sayyiduna Ali and Sayyida Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam states that I've been told through wahi that the heavens, paradise, they were all decorated on this occasion. Everybody was happy. Everybody was full of joy. Thereafter, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said that I have also been given the glad tidings that you will marry my daughter and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you two children, two pious and pure children, subhanallah, and they'll be so pure, they'll be purifying. They will benefit others as well, subhanallah. Now this nikah took place in the heavens, the Bayt al-Ma'mur was the exact place. Just imagine, my dear brothers in Islam, views of Madini Channel, that this nikah is really a match made in heaven. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered that the heavens be decorated, paradise be decorated. Why? Because his beloved messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his blessed daughter was about to be married. Subhanallah. Thereafter, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, now I must establish this order of Allah on the earth. It's already taking place in the heavens, but I must establish it on the earth. Now, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam went and announced this and said to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, and go and get ready. Inshallah, the nikah will take place in the masjid. So when they arrived, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he ascended the minbar sharif, his minbar sharif, and began to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and said, O people, Jibreel alayhi salam came to me and informed me that the marriage of my daughter with Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala has taken place in the heavens on the Baytul Ma'mur, and that I must now establish it on the earth as well. You people, all of you should be a witness that I have married my daughter to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala. Then the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam ordered Sayyidina Ali to read the khutbah of nikah. He read the khutbah of nikah. After this he said, nikah is the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this marriage has taken place with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has married me to the daughter of the best of mankind sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In place of what? A shield. The shield that we mentioned just moments earlier. As haq mahar, as the dowry. Now, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam prayed that this marriage has barakah, blessings inside it. And when the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam prays for something, then can anything wrong occur in that marriage? Of course not. And the ulama even mentions that throughout their lives, they never had any problems. They never had difficulties in marriage life. Today, people are complaining that my wife is disobedient. My husband doesn't listen. There's this issue, there's that issue. And if you go back to the root cause, it's because we have left the Islamic teachings. How should a person behave in marriage? They have rights upon each other, the husband and the wife. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he strictly advised Sayyidina Ali that make sure you treat my daughter in a nice manner. She's a part of me. If anything hurts her, it will hurt me as well. So again, advising, telling them how to behave in this world, how to live their lives in this world, how to live a peaceful life. Subhanallah. Now, the walima took place, the marriage took place, very simple wedding. And in fact, there was a miracle that occurred during this blessed marriage. It's mentioned that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam ordered Sayyidina Ali to get some butter, some cheese. They made a halwa, and it was only a small amount. But alhamdulillah, when the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam actually partook in making it, eventually 700 sahaba ikram were able to eat from that halwa, and it did not decrease as well. So a great miracle of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. What lessons can be learned from this marriage? Lessons such as being obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, always hoping for the rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People nowadays get married for the wrong reasons. When you ask them, what is your intention to get married? I think she's an attractive woman. This is the only thing they look at. And we must remember the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, when you are about to get married, you must look at how religious the woman is. If she's practicing, if she's God-fearing, then inshallah your whole life will be spent in peace. But if that woman doesn't know anything about the religion, all she knows is to relax and chill out and enjoy herself, then will come a time when you will put your hands on your head and say, what have I got myself into? So beauty is not the only thing a person should look at. Rank and honor, wealth, these are the things that people look at today. So these are things that we should avoid. Deen comes first. Another point we learn from this great marriage is that the Prophet ﷺ did not take into consideration the fact that Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu was not the wealthiest person. And this is the opposite to today. Today, when a person gets his daughter married, the first thing he looks at, what's his job like? What is his profession? How much wealth does he have? How many houses does he have in his name? These are the things that are looked at. And eventually, when things go wrong, people realize the root cause was this. You know, we didn't look at deen from the beginning. We don't look at taqwa from the beginning. It's mentioned about Sayyidah Fatima al-Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha. Even on her wedding night, she was fearful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She says, this is momentary. This is, you know, happiness that will not last. I will enter my grave one day. So the khuf-e khuda, the fearfulness, fearful nature of Sayyidah Fatima al-Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, subhanallah, is something that the women of today should also learn from. Alhamdulillah, Dawat Islam is Madinatul Ilmiyah, publishes many, many books. And one book as published recently is regarding the seerah, the life of Sayyidah Fatima al-Zahra radiallahu ta'ala. It's a very detailed book. What was her state in regards to ibadat? She always performed ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How was she like as a daughter? How was she like as a mother? Remember, she was a mother of Hasanain Karimain radiallahu ta'ala anha. And their piety will obviously be attributed to how pious their mother was as well. The tarbiyah she gave them, the upbringing she gave them. These things that, you know, we don't really look at today. You know, we expect happiness. We expect everything to go our way. But we don't look at these things that will help us achieve that happiness. These things that will help us achieve the closeness of Allah, His Messenger, and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So this was the blessed marriage. Thereafter, they had 6 children together. In total, 6 children. Sayyiduna Ali and Sayyidah Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. The most famous ones, of course, are Sayyiduna Imam Hassan and Sayyiduna Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. And it was regarding these two that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, and of course, the most famous children from the 6 children of Sayyiduna Ali and Sayyidah Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anhuma were Hasnayn Karimain radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. They had 6 children in total, like I said. Sayyiduna Imam Hassan, Sayyiduna Imam Hussein, Sayyiduna Muhsin, not often heard of. He actually passed away when he was a young child. Sayyidatuna Ruqayya also passed away at a young age. Sayyidatuna Zainab, radiallahu ta'ala anha. And the 6th child, Sayyida Umme Kulthum, radiallahu ta'ala anha. Regarding the Hasanayn Karimain, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, Sayyida Shababi Ahlil Jannah. These two, my grandsons, they are the leaders of the youth of paradise. They are the leaders, showing their shan, their status, their greatness in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That even in paradise they will rule. They will be leaders of all the youngsters. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. I would like to conclude by mentioning some fazail of the Ahlul Bayt. Because remember, this family was the greatest family ever to exist on the surface of this earth. And alhamdulillah, those who are true believers, even today, they respect the Aal, the family of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. They keep them dear in their heart. They save a place for them in their heart. They respect them, they honor them. They avoid hurting their feelings. A great example of this, of course, is Amir Ahl Sunnah Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah. His respect for the Sadat Kiram, the noble family of the Prophet alayhi salam, the prophetic household, subhanallah azza wa jal. He teaches his murideen, he teaches others, never ever get on the wrong side of the Sadat Kiram. Never disrespect them. Why? Because there will come a time in your life, in the hereafter, there will come a time when you will be face to face with the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you may have performed ibadat, you may have performed a lot of worship, you may have, you know, lived your life according to Islam, but one thing you did wrong was disrespect the Sadat-e-Kiram. And on that day, if the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, face to face, first of all, you won't be able to lift your head in front of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, because he said, Nusirtu bil-ru'bi, I have been helped by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How? Through awe. People look at me and they feel that awe. So on the day of judgment, when somebody is before the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and if the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam says to him, why did you do so-and-so to my family member? Why did you disrespect my family member? Why did you hurt his feelings? What will we say? Na'udhu billah min zalik. we will not have an answer. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to honor the family of the beloved alayhi salam. To help us in this regard, I would like to mention a few narrations in which the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam mentioned that we must show respect to the family of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam. There's a hadith sharif of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in which he says that a person cannot be a true believer. He cannot be a true believer until he loves me and my family more than everything else. Me and my family. He's attached his family to himself and said, not just me, but my family as well. La yu'minu abdun bi hatta yuhibbani wa la yuhibbuni hatta yuhibba ahla bayti. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. That a person cannot be a true believer until he loves me. And he will not love me until he loves my family, the people of my house. You may be wondering, who are the people of the house? Do we only respect the Sadat, the noble family who were existing at the time of the Prophet ﷺ, or those who are to come until Qiyamah? The answer to this, first of all, the Prophet ﷺ specified five individuals of his family. The verse of the Quran, قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders the beloved alayhi salam. Say, O beloved alayhi salam, I do not ask anything from you, any ajr, any reward, except that you love my family. Accept love for my family. This is what I ask from you, nothing else. Who are the family? Imam Ahmad and Tabarani, also Hakim, they narrate that this verse was revealed, when this verse was revealed, the Sahaba Kiram, they asked, Ya Rasulullah, Man qarabatuka? هَؤُلَاءِ الَّذِينَ وَجَبَتْ عَلَيْنَا مَوَدَّتُهُمْ. Who are these family members of yours regarding whom it is necessary for us to love them? And the Prophet ﷺ replied, عَلِيٌّ وَفَاطِمَةُ وَبَنَاهُمَا. As these individuals that you have to love, you can't do without loving them. They are Sayyiduna Ali, Sayyida Fatima, and Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in another verse, وَمَنْ يَقْتَرِفْ حَسَنَةً نَزِدْ لَهُ فِيهَا حُسْنًا. That whoever does a good action, we will increase the beauty, the goodness of that action. Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma states in the tafsir of this verse, الْحَسَنَةُ مَوَدَّةُ آلِ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. That what does this verse mean? What good action is it talking about? It is actually referring to the love of the family of the Prophet ﷺ. So whoever loves them, Allah will increase his good deeds. Allah will reward him abundantly. Subhanallah. And also, the beloved alayhi salatu wasalam said, teach your children three things. Ensure you teach them three things. حُبِّ نَبِيِّكُمْ. The love of your Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the love of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wa hubbi ahli baytihi, and teach them to love the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the third thing that Aqa Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, wa ala qira'ati al-Qur'ani, and teach them to regularly recite the Quran Sharif, have an attachment to the Quran Sharif. So my dear brothers in Islam, we learn from these ahadith that it is of immense importance to love the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We cannot do without it. Our life, our iman depends on this. So it's very, very important that we embed this love in our heart. We should always pray for this love. Oh Allah, grant us your love. Grant us the love of your beloved alayhi salam. Grant us the love of his family. Inshallah azza wa jal, we will gain this love. And then we will further pray, Ya Allah, grant us steadfastness in this love. Ya Allah, allow us to, enable us to serve the Ahlul Bayt. Allow us to respect them. Ya Allah, enable us to help them in time of need. There are many Sadat al-Kiram in the world who sadly are in a state of poverty, are in difficulty, and nobody is reaching out to them, except those who have true love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When they hear about a Sayyid, someone from the family of the Prophet alaihi wasallam is in difficulty, they run to his aid. They want to help him. And as I mentioned before, love for the family of the Prophet alaihi wasallam is not limited to these five individuals. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyiduna Ali, Sayyida Fatima, and Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein. Although these are of greater rank than all the rest, But in fact, it is necessary, lazim upon the ummati, to love every single family member of the Prophet ﷺ. Why? Because the overview of a hadith sharif, the Prophet ﷺ said on the day of judgment, every single family will be separated. They'll be severed. Nobody will run to each other. Nobody will know each other. Nobody will want to meet each other. In fact, a mother will run away from her own sons. She will try to take deeds from her own son. On that day, there will only be one family who will be tied and together and will not be separated. And that is, of course, the family of the beloved alayhi salatu wasalam. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, today we heard about the nikah, the blessed nikah ceremony of Sayyidah Fatima al-Zahra with Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu ta'ala. Very blessed marriage. And then towards the end, we heard the fazail of the Ahlul Bayt al-Kiram. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us true love for them. Inshallah, this will help us in both worlds. So until next time, when we will cover another topic, another quality and attribute of Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu ta'ala, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all and keep us away from the evil of shaitan and grant us true love for Mawla'i Kainat, Mawla Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyy al-Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.